Soul Pride Lab, Hoover Stab Saturate in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. Intermediate level, let's go. Today you're building a classic rave Hoover Stab that sits right in that 93 to 97 jungle world. Not shiny, not EDM supersaw. More mid-rangey, a little band limited, a little abused, and glued into the drums like it came off a sampler and a cheap mixer that's been driven a bit too hard. We're staying fully stock in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to work like a producer. Sound design first, then a processing chain, then we commit it to audio, chop it like a sampler, and finally we write a simple arrangement that actually works over breaks. Before we touch the synth, set the scene so your ears make the right choices. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit you at 170 BPM. Now drop in a basic drum bed, ideally a break, immense style or funky drummer style, but even a simple two-bar drum rock loop is fine. The key is, design the stab while the drums are already playing. Because Hoovers can sound massive solo, then totally disappear the second a snare and a bass line show up. Cool. Now let's build the Hoover core. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. We're going for a saw forward bass, because the classic Hoover energy comes from dense harmonics and attuned movement. Oscillator A, choose a sawish Wavetable. Basic shapes is perfect, then lean it toward saw. Turn on unison. Start with 6 voices. Set to tune around 20 to 35%. If you go too far, it stops being menacing and starts turning into that bright euphoric supersaw thing. We want rave pressure, not hands in the air trance. Oscillator B, also sawish. It can be the same Wavetable if you want stability, or slightly different if you want more grit. Detune it a little differently than oscillator A and turn it down so it's supporting, not dominating. Think about 6 to 12 dB lower than A. Now add that tiny Hoover live movement. This is important. We're not doing a big wobble. It's micro pitch. In Wavetable, take LFO 1 and assign it to OSC pitch, and to OSC B pitch as well. Set the LFO shape to sine or triangle, rate around 5 to 7 Hz, and the amount should be tiny, 2 to 6 cents. If you can clearly hear it as vibrato, you've gone too far. The goal is, the sound feels like it's vibrating with energy, not like it's performing a lead melody. Now we make it feel like old hardware, filtered and driven. Enable filter 1 in Wavetable. Choose LP24 for that classic low-pass clamp, or MS2 if you want more bite and attitude. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz to start. Add a bit of resonance, but don't let it whistle. 10 to 20% is plenty. Then add drive inside the filter, maybe 10 to 30% depending on the model. This pre-distorts the harmonics in a really sampler-like way. Next, shape it into a stab. This is where a lot of people over-distort to fix a timing problem. Don't do that. Make the stab speak with the envelope. On the amp envelope, attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, so it's a true stab, not a held pad, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and here's your coaching moment. If it feels like it's sitting on top of the break in a bad way, shorten the release first, then adjust decay second. In jungle, that front edge matters more than sustain. Changing decay by 20 or 40 milliseconds can suddenly make it snap into the groove. If you want extra bark, add a little filter envelope amount, around 10 to 25%, with a decay of about 200 to 350 milliseconds. That gives you a quick wah on the attack. Now play short notes around F3 to A3. That mid-range zone is a sweet spot. It cuts through a break without fighting the sub. Okay. Now it's time for Soul Pride. This is the processing chain where it gets loud, proud, and a little rude, but still controlled. After Wavetable, first device, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 4 to 9 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then immediately adjust output so the volume matches when you bypass the device. I'm serious about this. Loudness tricks you into thinking it's better. A really practical workflow is to drop a utility after each stage and level match by ear on and off. We are aiming for loud but not harsh, and that's usually about stacking small amounts of clipping instead of one plugin doing all the violence. Turn color on if you want a bit more presence. If it's dull, try emphasizing around 2.5 to 5 kHz, but don't chase modern air. Old school stabs don't need 16 kHz sparkle. They need mid harmonics. Next device, roar. This is your controlled destruction box. Start with a warm or tube style. Drive around 10 to 25% as a starting point. Tilt the tone slightly dark. If it gets fizzy over the break, that's a sign your high harmonics are getting shredded and you need to back off or filter earlier. If you use multiband and roar, here's the vibe. Push the mids harder than the highs. Lows maybe 10%, mids 25%, highs 8%. We want that chewy mid-range aggression, not a sandpaper top end. Next, EQ8. High pass the stab. Somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is normal. Yes, that feels aggressive. But remember, your bass and kick live down there, and the stab is about mid-range messaging. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs bite, a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. And if it still sounds too hi-fi, do a gentle roll-off above 10 to 12 kHz. Stop chasing full range. If it feels small, it usually isn't missing sub. It's missing mid-harmonics around 500 Hz to 2 kHz. Next, glue compressor. This is the stamp. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Set the threshold, so you're getting maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Then make up to taste. If you have soft clip available, you can engage it for extra density, but keep listening for harshness. Then, optional but very effective, redux. Tiny sampler grit. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Subtle. Pitch reduction 0 to 2. Optional. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. This is dust, not destruction. If you hear the effect clearly, it's probably too much. Quick stereo discipline note. Unison makes width, but old records often feel center forward in the mids. After your chain, drop a utility and set width around 70 to 90%. That keeps it strong and stable, and it helps your snares stay sharp instead of getting smeared by a wide mid-range cloud. Also, check mono. If the stab vanishes in mono, reduce unison voices a bit, or automate width down during the busiest drum moments. Now we write a jungle-friendly rhythm. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Program syncopated hits. Think of the stabs as answering the break, not fighting it. Try something like a hit on beat 1, then a push into the offbeats. Or go for that classic offbeat feel, hits landing between the main kick and snare energy. Then add velocity variation. Accents around 110 to 127. Ghosts around 60 to 90. That velocity shape is huge because it makes the stab feel like it's being played, not placed. Add groove next. Use groove pool and grab an MPC-ish swing, or better, extract groove from your break, then apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%. Don't overdo it or the stab turns lazy. You want it to lean into the break's pocket. Now the move that makes this truly old school. Resampling. Here are your decision points. First decision point. Once you like the synth tone, commit. Freeze and flatten the MIDI track, or resample it. To resample, create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Record a few bars while your stab riff plays. Rate. Now you're in sampler culture. Audio is faster, more decisive, and it invites those classic chops. In the audio clip, choose a warp mode depending on vibe. Beats mode with transients preserved is great for tightness. Repitch is great for that old pitch behavior, where pitching changes length and tone naturally. Tighten the start with a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks while keeping the punch. Now chop it. Use slice to new MIDI track with transient slicing. You've now got a stab bank you can play like hardware. And here's an instant darker jungle trick. Pitch the audio stab down 3 to 7 semitones and shorten the decay. Suddenly it's menacing, without adding more distortion. Let's talk arrangement so it feels like a record. Make an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 2. Sparse hits, call and response with a break. Bars 3 to 4. Add a second variation, that could be higher pitch, a different rhythm, or even the same stab, but darker or more nasal. Here is a slick variation idea without adding new instruments, formant contrast using EQ. Duplicate a slice. Version A is slightly darker, low pass a bit more. Version B is slightly nasal. Put a small peak around 900 Hz to 1.4 kHz. Alternate end bead and it sounds like a conversation. Bars 5 to 6. Do a negative space drop. Kill the stab for half a beat right before a key snare hit, then slam it back in. That tiny gap makes everything feel heavier, and it costs you 0 CPU and 0 plugins. Bars 7 to 8. Add a quick fill. A little 1/16 repeat, then stop on beat 4 to launch into the next phrase. You can do that with editing, or lightly with beat repeat as a momentary effect. If you use beat repeat, keep it subtle. Interval 1/8 or 1/16, dark filter, and automate it so it's an accent, not a constant gimmick. Automation that sells the section. Pull the filter cutoff down slightly in bar 7, then open it on bar 1 of the next phrase. And if you want a little extra intensity, automate roar drive up by 1-3% right at the end of the 8 bars. If you want it heavier without flattening your main stab, set up a parallel abuse return. Make a return track called Stab Crush. Put a harder saturator, harder roar, then EQ8 with a pretty high pass, like 250 Hz and up. Blend it quietly, 5 to 15%. You should mostly notice it when the break is busy. That's how you get that pressed, overloaded plate vibe without murdering your transients. Space-wise, keep reverb short. Room, not cathedral. Use reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high-pass the return around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the groove. If you want sampler air without modern shimmer, use hybrid reverb convolution on a small ambience, then low-pass the return so the space is felt, not heard. And one more mix control trick, sidechain the stab to the drums. A compressor on the stab keyed from the break or a ghost kick, just 1 to 3 dB of ducking, keeps the groove rolling and prevents mid-range pile-up. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If you hear harsh fizz, especially in the 6 to 10 kHz area, tame it. Low pass, reduce roar drive or back off the color emphasis. If the stab fights the sub and kick, you didn't high pass enough. 150-ish Hz is totally normal. If it sounds like modern supersaw, your detune is too wide or your top end is too open. And if it still doesn't feel old school, you probably haven't committed to audio. Resampling is part of the sound. Now a quick 15-minute practice structure to lock this in.